Senator Ray, welcome to Utilities and Energy.
Thank you very much. Senator Hobbins, Representative Pink, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Utilities and Energy. I'm Senator Kevin Ray, a member of the Ocean Energy Task Force and a co-sponsor of LD 1810. In assembling the task force in the fall of 2008, the governor brought forward leaders of industry, energy, research and development, fisheries, government, and other sectors, including our own distinguished former governor, Angus King. From the legislature, two Democrats and two Republicans, representing both the House and Senate, were tapped to serve. Together, we were tasked to recommend strategies that will enable Maine to play a vital role in achieving a critical national goal first envisioned by President George W. Bush in 2006, reaffirmed by President Barack Obama in 2009, and endorsed by both Republicans and Democrats in Congress, to meet 20% of the nation's energy needs through wind power by 2030. With this bipartisan push by two successive presidents of vastly different ideological persuasions and the support of Congress, it is clear that the United States is committed to achieving this goal. States across the Great Plains and along both coasts are competing to see what part of our nation will lead the way in attracting the investment in new technologies and the next generation of energy-related jobs spurred on by the renewable energy revolution. This bill represents Maine's best hope of being in a position to compete for that distinction. It is the result of more than a year's work, performed in a nonpartisan manner in an open and inclusive public process designed to identify and recommend ways to overcome potential economic, technical, regulatory, and other obstacles to the development of grid-scale ocean energy resources in Maine and federal coastal waters, to promote research and testing to facilitate the siting of offshore wind energy facilities, to foster in-state growth of diverse wind and other alternative energy-related businesses, to update information regarding offshore oil and natural gas resources, and to find ways to overcome any state laws or policies that may serve as obstacles to ocean energy development to benefit all Maine people. None of us should ever forget the backdrop against which the task force began its work in 2008. It was a time when gasoline and home heating oil prices were more than $4 a gallon. It was a time when each of us was gripped with a sense of urgency and palpable fear that many of our citizens literally may not be able to heat their homes in the winter that was approaching. As noted without exaggeration in the executive summary of the task force report, Maine was literally on the verge of an economic and social catastrophe, heightened by the extreme dependence of Mainers on home heating oil. Some 80% of our homes, by far the highest level of dependence in the entire nation. While we dodged a bullet at that time, it would be foolhardy for us to think that it could never happen again. Our extreme over-reliance on foreign oil to heat our homes, fuel our vehicles, and even run our electric power plants remains a serious issue and one that could once again result in crisis and hardship for Mainers. This bill offers a blueprint for reducing that dependence and, at the same time, fostering the creation of potentially thousands of new jobs for Mainers in cutting-edge energy technologies. Already in my home area of Washington County, we are seeing firsthand the potential afforded by these new technologies. The Ocean Renewable Power Company, working to harness the power of the tides, has invested almost $5 million in Maine's economy. They are employing local people in the Eastport area, people with applicable skills learned in boat building, fishing, and other marine industries. They've created new jobs in research and development, jobs that attract young Mainers, our kids who are all too often unable to stay in Maine because greater professional promise seems to lie elsewhere. ORPC has brought some of that promise back to Maine. Their impact has not been felt just in Washington County. They've used engineering and tooling talent from Sagadahoc, Lincoln, and Knox counties. They have enlisted the knowledge and know-how of Maine Maritime and the University of Maine. They are demonstrating that we really can be one Maine. They have even found support, goods, and services all the way down in your part of the state, Senator Hobbins and Representative Hank. And throughout the process, ORPC has demonstrated a collaborative approach that I believe can and should serve as a model for the effective siting of ocean-based energy projects, minimizing potential conflicts. And what they are currently doing is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the promise and potential ocean wind, ocean energy affords for Maine's future. Others who will follow will walk you through the specifics of this bill that is certainly lengthy and complex, particularly Beth Noguski and Don Perkins, who have devoted countless hours over the past more than a year, nearly a year and a half at this point. I know will be of enormous help to you, not only today, but in the work session. I do wish it was coming to you earlier in the session, because there's a lot here to wade through. But there's a lot at stake, and time is precious. Passage of LD 1810 will allow Maine the flexibility needed to encourage this type of mutually beneficial entrepreneurship and greater energy independence. It is based on the unanimous report of a diverse and hardworking task force. I encourage you to do your best, and I know that you'll do your best, to strike an appropriate balance between the need to move in a way that will ensure that Maine is not left behind, but also allow for the additional public input from those who have concerns about it. With sensitivity to those who earn their livelihood on the water, and I believe the task force is very sensitive to that. Patton White of the Maine Lobstermen Association was a valued member of the task force, and I believe the task force placed great weight on his input. So there are those who need more time, I think, to simply to digest it, to understand it. I hope you will listen carefully to their concerns and weigh them, but not hold off action so long that Maine is left behind. And we see the promise and the jobs and the economic boom and the energy self-sufficiency go to other parts of the country. I think that would be a terrible loss. I apologize that I have to leave so quickly, but my pocket isn't buzzing the whole time I'm talking because I have a hearing.
Thank you, Senator Wright, for offering those comments and for serving on the task force that brought this bill forward. Of course, we would have liked to come forward a little sooner, too, but we're glad it's here. Thank you. Are there any questions for Senator Wright?
Thank you.